SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. producer prices rose in March from a year earlier at the fastest pace in nearly a year.
The Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers, rose 2.1% last month from March 2023. It's the biggest year-over-year jump since April 2023. Compared to February, though, wholesale prices were up just 0.2%, down from a 0.6% gain in February.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The figure offers more evidence that progress against inflation may have stalled this year, and raising doubts about whether and when the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates. Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel is on alert following Iran's threat to retaliate over the attack on its consulate in Damascus earlier this month.
It could be a drone strike, perhaps at an Israeli settlement in Judea and Samaria, something up in the Golan Heights. They've already attacked Israeli tourists abroad. There aren't that many tourists abroad right now because of the situation.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. O.J. Simpson has died of cancer. The football star, who was acquitted of charges he killed his former wife and her friend, but wound up in prison years later in an unrelated case, died Wednesday. Simpson said last year he was battling prostate cancer. Simpson's gridiron legacy was forever overshadowed by the 1994 knife slayings of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. A criminal court jury found him not guilty of murder, but a separate civil trial found him liable. The Dow had 4 points and the NASDAQ adding 194 points. This is SRN News. An abortion amendment fails in Maine.
The measure failed to get enough votes in the state legislature and will not appear on the November ballot. It would have enshrined abortion in the Maine Constitution, making the procedure legal up to the moment of birth. Republican lawmakers supplied the votes to derail the amendment. Several other states will put the question of abortion to a vote of the people on Election Day this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report from a senior doctor in England says children who question their gender identity should not receive puberty-blocking drugs or be allowed to undergo sex change operations. Hilary Cass, who was appointed to lead a review of so-called gender services in the UK, says there's no evidence that drugs and surgery improve young people's physical or mental well-being. On April 1st, doctors in England's public health system stopped prescribing puberty-blocking hormones to children. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General suing two Texas-based natural gas companies over soaring prices during Winter Storm Uri in 2021.
Gentner Drummond filed both lawsuits Wednesday in Osage County. The defendants are Dallas-based ET Gathering and Processing and Houston-based Symmetry Energy Solutions. ET acquired Enable Midstream Partners in 2021. The lawsuit alleges that Enable and Symmetry used various tactics to drive up the price of natural gas during the devastating storm. The attorney general in Kansas has filed similar litigation against a natural gas company operating in that state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A retired U.S. Army colonel who was awarded the Medal of Honor for heroism during the Korean War has died at age 97. A funeral home says Ralph Puckett Jr. died Monday at his home in Columbus, Georgia. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.